If you're listening to this in LA, then chances are you're stuck in traffic. Don't you just hate that? I know I do. In fact, I hate a lot of things about this city. Like dinner with friends when I have to drive to the west side. Last week, my dinner companion had the nerve to tell me it would only take 15 minutes to get from my house to a Westwood bistro. 15 minutes? I found this absurd. All the same, I got in my car and mulled over my options. I could take the 2 to the 5 to the 134 to the 101 to the 405, and then I would just zoom through the Sepulveda Pass. Or I could take the 101 south, through downtown on the 110 to the 10 and take that to the 405, and then drive west on Sunset to the sea. Those were my two options. Oh God, maybe Ralph Nader was right after all. 15 minutes later, stuck on the first of four highways, I looked up and saw a beautiful migratory bird swoop over the traffic. It was an amazing sight, but then the honking began. By the time I looked up again, that majestic bird had vanished back into the putrid distance, and I was alone on a lonely road, traveling, traveling, traveling. I stole that last line from Joni Mitchell. You know, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. That line epitomizes my relationship with L.A. Two parts hate to every one part love. But each time the hate reaches a critical mass and Seattle's climate starts looking not so bad, the Southern California Love Fest begins. You know what I'm talking about. The day starts late with breakfast at my favorite Cuban bakery, where the cafe con leche tastes like God himself steamed the milk. My wife and I then take off down the 110, soaring like a pair of eagles above the masses in our very own carpool lane. 15 minutes later, we're at the beach. Okay, maybe it's 25. In Venice, everything melts together. All the roller skaters and the Rastas, the ball players, the bums and the yuppies. We spend the entire day on the coast, watching a glorious sunset from the sand. And then we head east to the Staples Center because we are the beautiful people and we have Lakers tickets. And then, just like that, the hate is gone. And I love LA. We love it. Two parts hate, one part love. On the East Coast, that translates to a New York minute of sunshine. That's why Joni left the Big Apple, and that's why she's still here today. Because for every half hour spent traversing the bowels of Los Angeles, we get 15 minutes of loving. It's 2 to 1! And that 15 minutes in LA feels so good.